Ready? Go to look in with me? We are on Daf Tesvav Amrav. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the top. Okay? If a person ate five olive sizes of chazir or pig or any other prohibited food, and he found out about the first kizayis, the first time he ate it, and it should say instead of umei, the shari teres Yisrael changes to vehifrish carbon. He set aside a carbon for that, but he didn't sacrifice it yet. B'sheni, he ate a second kizayis. He found out about the second kizayis, vehifrish again, it should say, and he set aside a second carbon. B'shlishi, he found about the third one again, it should say, vehifrish, he set aside a third carbon. B'rvi, he found vehifrish carbon. B'rvi, they found out about the fourth one, then vehifrish carbon, he set aside a carbon. B'chamishi, and then he found about the five one, and should again be vehifrish carbon, which should again say vehifrish carbon, he set aside a carbon. So then Rabbi Yochanan, so he has five carbonos. He has five carbonos now. He ate five for kizesim of prohibited substance, and he set aside five carbonos because he found out, but he went to it separately. But he hasn't yet shechted any of the carbonos in the Beis Hamikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan there.
He doesn't shecht them for a month.
No, so now we're going to learn actually what the halacha is in that case. Rabbi Yochanan and his couple of a Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan says he gets.
Can I go through
it? Let's keep learning. Rabbi Yochanan and his couple of a Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan said he can use the first animal which he set aside for all five atonements which he needs. Why? Shehu, it should say la'achar. Achilas kulhem. It's after he ate all of them. In other words, even though he didn't find out about the other four until after he set aside the first animal, Rabbi Yochanan already said this earlier in the Masechta, that since he found out about it, since he set aside the karbanos, even though he didn't yet know about the other four, but since he already had eaten the other four, and he hadn't yet sacrificed any of them, so therefore they can all combine on the first one. And therefore the last four korbanos were unnecessary. You can just use them, sell them, and use the money, wait till they get a mum, sell them, and use the money to buy voluntary korbanos. Or maybe even green themselves.
I'm not sure. Voluntary.
Korbanos, which you don't.
What is voluntary?
They don't do atone for a specific avera.
What is voluntary?
You give them out of the goodness of your heart. You're not required. So, one second. That's what Pnei Moshe says.
Who's Pnei Moshe?
That's the parish here on the side. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omen Skapo Bachroya. The Shimon Lakish says he gets atoned for with the last one. In other words, Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds that it doesn't count until you know about it. Shimon Lakish Omen Skapo Bachroya doesn't count until you know about it, and therefore none of the first four can work. Right? Because you still don't find out about the fifth one. But the fifth one can include all the first four. So you use the last one. No, because he only ate five kizayisim. Shul Iskapel Achronos Shul Achar was after.
How about the second?
No, because the first, second, and third can't atone for the ones of which you found out about later on, according to Shimon Ben Lakish. So he owes only the fifth one. Shul Achar, it should be after. Again, the Shartir So says Yedias Kulem, which he set aside after having become aware of all the Averus. Shari Dochu, And the other four karbonas, the first four karbonas he brought, they have been pushed off, and I think that means they actually have to be starved to death. Because it's a chatos, it's kapu bala bacheres, a chatos, where the owners use another animal for the purpose of the chatos, that animal has to be put to death. Rav Chitzav Ramiv Nuna, Rav Chitzav Nuna had a similar machlokus to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Chitzav said like Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chitzav like Rabbi Yochanan, Now it's interesting thing. Rav Chisda said to Rav Nuna, I have the Mishnah which is a proof to you, who political line argues on me, so he's bringing a proof for the other guy, not for himself. He says, I have a Mishnah which is a proof to you and argues on me. So what does the mission say? It says if you found out about part of your prohibition before you part out, in between, in other words, the awareness separates. Just like if you found and became aware of a definite chiyuv between each carbon you set aside, you have to bring a chatos on each and everything you became aware of. Even though when you did originally, you did as part of Elamachas, as part of one period of forgetfulness, but when you become aware later on, when you become reminded, so you have to bring on each one independently. But a kach, and so too, maybe Asham Tov, you bring Asham Tov, which you bring if you commit an aveir, which is a safek, I'll call achas v'achas on each and every one, right? So in other words, so it sounds like you have to, that yediyah, which becomes in the middle, breaks things up. Each yediyah, each awareness you get, breaks up the chiyuv karma, then you can't combine them all together afterwards. So ila tana va'osh.
I can't.
Why can't you? Because since you became aware of each one separately, so each one generates its own karma. Each one requires being a separate karma. So that says Rav Chisda to Rav Nuna, you know what's a proof to you? Ilatana Osham Bekamle Yaus. If all he said was that
what happens if you tape it up?
You what?
Tape it up.
Tape it up? How can you tape it up? No, you can't. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Because here we're talking about things which happen in your mind, not things which happen in the physical world. So therefore, if you would say, Ilutana Osham Vikomle Yos would have just said, by Osham, the separate yedios, the separate awarenesses make you have to bring separate karbonos, that would be okay. But it draws a comparison between Osham and Chatos. It means that even just like by Osham telling yedia something, a yedia which was where you're not 100% sure makes you have to bring a karbon, so too by Chatos, a yedia where you're not 100% sure makes you have to bring a separate Chatos. So therefore, that sounds like it's like Rish Lakish, who says that any awareness of any sort makes a separation. And therefore, you have to bring specifically the last korban, last animal of the five, which is after all the awarenesses, not the first one, which would then be set off from the other ones by the idea in the middle. Amr Chinachin said, who says, I feel okay, let's start me that marker. And even if you say that, you can always say that each one is differently. In other words, by chatos, by chatos, yes, it's true that if there's the idea in the middle, you have to actually bring a separate chatos by each one. But that, and by its osham, if you have a idea in the middle, you have to bring a separate one. But by osham, it's idea sofek, which separates each one. However, by chatos, it's only ideas vada, it's only a definite awareness which separates each one. So if that's the case, then one could say that just like by chatos, it's only ideas vada which separates, not ideas sofek. I guess what he's really saying is that just like by chatos, it's only ideas vada which separates, not ideas sofek. So too, is the idea doesn't separate and fix the carbon in place, but rather somehow you can overcome that. I'm not sure exactly how, but somehow you can overcome the separate in the middle and say all the carbonos join together. In other words, if the idea divides very easily, I guess is what we're saying. The idea divides very easily, like Reish Lakish learns, so then the first four carbonos can't work for the ideas which come, for awareness which come afterwards. But if the idea only divides when it's significant, so therefore you could say, Rabbi Yochanan, that the first carbon works for the four which comes afterwards, not the last one on the previous.
What do you do?
It's something like that. I'm not sure if that's the
question. Half of it is five.
Yes, right. So then if you became aware of five and then another five, so you bring two carbonos. One carbon on the first five, then the next carbon on the next five. Okay? Says more further. Now we're going to learn, Asher, going off on a tangent, really. Asher nasi yecheto. When a nasi commits a sin, so the pasuk says, Asher, language of Asher. Asher in Hebrew can mean, also, we darshan to say that it means ashrei, praiseworthy. Ashrei shanosi shlo mevi chata. It should be ashrei ador, actually. Praiseworthy is generation where the nosi, the generation, brings a chatos. Why? Because of nosi is usually, nosi means the leader generation or the king. So if he's usually a very haughty person, but he's willing to bring a korban, he's not so haughty. So if he's not so haughty, Ashigogosu maybe, if he's willing to recognize his unintentional mistakes of bringing a korban, Kolo Koshkei, the son, he's certainly going to be willing to recognize and try Jukapar on his intentional mistakes. And if Narsishlo maybe Chatos, if the leader of the generation, the king, brings a korban, Lokosh Kenedio, certainly a comrade, is going to bring her the carbon as well. Nasi, when it says Nasi, Yochel Nasi Kishvatim Kenachshon, when it's saying, talking about the Nasi who brings the carbon, is the Nasi of each and every Shebet, like Nachshon. Nachshon Aminov was the Nasi of the Shebet of Yehuda, right? Just like Nisan of Ksur was the Nasi of the Shebet of Yisachar, right? So if you're going to say Yochel Nasi Shvat Kenachshon, Talmud Omer, no, the pasuk says it's not enough. Why it can't? The special carbon of Nasi brings it. Somebody who does one of the mitzvahs which Hashem gave, His God gave, His Lord gave him improperly. Lord Omer said later on, says Laman Yerulimadi Roz Hashem Lokecha Leokov, that a king should learn how to fear God, his Lord. The word Elokov appears in both of these. Just like the Elokim, which is said by a king, it's a Nasi only has upon himself Hashem. In other words, there's nobody over the king except for Hashem. So too, Avkan, Av Elokov, Shenemar Kan, so Elokov, it says here, is Nasi Shenagabov Elokov. It's a leader who has nobody over him except for his God, except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara makes a similar drasha. Ashrei Tzadikim, Shemagiyalein K'maseh Arashim, V'yesh Hashim, Shemagiyalein K'maseh Tzadikim. That's the opposite of Koelos. They have Tzadikim who have things before them as if they're Rishoyim, Rishoyim who have things before them as if they're Tzadikim.
Okay? Kadosh Baruch Hu?
The Holy One who's blessed, whose name is blessed. Anyway, let's go on, because that doesn't say that here. HaTzadikim Shemagia Ashrei HaTzadikim, praiseworthy of the Tzadikim Shemagia K'maseh Rishoyim, who are punished in this world to atone for their sins as if they were Rishoyim. Vai, that's the Asher. And Vai is the goes on the V'yesh. And woe to Rishoyim Shemagia K'maseh Tzadikim. Tzadikim get in this world, Rishoyim get reward in this world, as if the tzaddikim is in woe to them, because that means they're going to get Lord less olam haba. Okay? Melech Yisrael, Melech Yehuda. Now, what kind of kings bring the special korbanos which a king brings when he commits an avera? So both the king of the northern tribes of the northern 10 tribes as king of Israel. Melchiuda, the king of Yehudah and Binyamin, those are the lower two tribes. Those are the 10 higher upper tribes. And when the king is split in the time.
Yeah, but let's say you eat 27 and a half Zs.
We can't go back to that case now, because we have to go ahead. Okay? Ask me about that later. After she. No. Ask me about that after I finish with this year. Melchizedek's name Shavu, the king of Esau, king of Judah, were both equivalent in that each one would bring the special korban which was required of the king. Neither was considered greater than the other, in other words, over the other one. Umataimo, what pasuk teaches us? This is a pasuk which talks about when the king of Esau and king of Judah got together. I think it's Achav and Yehoshaphat, that they were sitting, they're sitting in a Goren in a silo. And like so far we did it to half. Kivagoren, they were sitting like in a circle, and the Sanhedrin is in the circle, and the Sanhedrin, all the members were equal, so to these two kings were equal, so each one brings a special carpet. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Luchud ad Yehu ben Nimshi." It was only true until Yehu ben Nimshi that they were kings who were recognized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being legitimate kings, even though they were showing, but they were recognized by Hashem. Umatam, a pasuk teaches us, it says, "B'nei Rebbeim Yeshvu L'chol Kisei Yisrael." It says, the four generations will sit for you on the throne of Israel. So until that fourth generation, they were all considered to be sanctioned by Hashem, even though they were showing, but they were appointed by Hashem. Mikan Ve'elch, from there on in, B'listayu Nolina, so wherever he became king of the northern kingdom, stole it. Okay? But shouldn't be appointed, why not? Yeah, but even Rishoyim, if they were bringing a korban and do tshuva, so then they were bringing the korban of a king. In other words, they didn't do tshuva, they didn't bring korbanos, but they did tshuva and broke korbanos, they bring the special korban which was brought by a king. We said,
did they bring a
kosher
animal?
Yeah, sure, a korban is always kosher animal. I think even when they worshipped Avodah Zorah, they brought kosher korbanos. I think that that's the case. Ezehu Mashub Shavna Mishra Bukhuli. We talked about kings of Kohanim Gadolim, how they're appointed with Shemana Mishra with the oil of oil of anointment, which was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, it's not directly related, but we'll go back to the issue at hand. Rav Chuna said, the Kol Osan Shishucha Doshim, the dollar is really kind of superfluous, the good enough frying things out. All the 6 months of David, but in the Avshalom, David ran away from his son Avshalom, who rebelled against him and claimed that he was king. So all those 6 months the devil was running from Avshalom, Ira, Havim, Skabel, Kadio, he couldn't came bring the special carbon of a king, he would bring.
Avshalom was a Russian.
Avshalom was a Russian, right.
He bragged.
Yes. He brought the bragged about his hair. He brought the carbon, which normally, which a commoner would bring, which is a female goat instead of a male goat. Tanya, Rabbi Loi says, Shem na mishko shal samosha, the special oil of anointment, which is. I don't think so.
Why
only Cain got more. Okay. Tari Rabbi Yehuda Omer here Loi Omer Shem Na Mishra Shu'asa Moshe the Shem Na Mishra Meva Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar and Har Sinai Maisa Nisim Nasubo. It was miraculous. Mitchila Vad, so from the beginning to the end it was miraculous. She Mitchila Loi Boil Yud Beis Lu.
He got ink on his skin.
No, he didn't get ink here. There's a different agada. It's about the ink with which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah. Aaron had actually the oil of anointment with which Aaron was anointed, it says, stayed in his beard. miraculously that might be referring to. Anyway, we're not talking about the, actually that miracle is not mentioned here. Say time Rabbi Rabbi Loya Meshana Mishla so as for Moshe, the Shemana Mishla that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Bahar at Har Sinai, Maisa Nisim Nasubo Mitchilvatsov, miracles occurred with it from beginning to end. Shemitchil Lo Yubo El Yudbeis Luke, initially it only had 12 Luke. Shemar it says Vishemin Zais Hin. The Shemin, the oil of the made from the olives was a hin, and hin is, I guess, 12 luke. And now that oil had to absorb all sorts of fragrances from all sorts of incense, all sorts of wood incense. And says Zumar, Im lo sabotetim lo yasafek, lo yasipek. There wouldn't be enough of it to smear on all the wood which they needed for the incense. Alachas kama kama, how much more so is that a problem that when they cook up the wood in a fire with that oil, so urbolad, there's oil which gets absorbed by the fire, in other words, it evaporates by urbolas, and the pot takes in some of the oil, bathes and bowl on, and some of the wood takes in as well. Nevertheless, they had enough oil to create the Shemana Mishkan. Mimenu nimshuchu ha-mishkan, and from that oil they anointed the Mishkan, Chol Kelev, and all of the utensils in the Mishkan. Ha-mizbeach, the altar of Chol Kelev, and all the utensils of the altar. Ha-menorah, the menorah of Chol Kelev, and all the utensils of the menorah. Kiyar, the sink which they use in order to wash the hands and feet of the Kohanim, Kano, and its base, they're all anointed. Mimenu nimshuchu ha-mishkan.
Who made the faucet?
Batalo. Bimenu nimshu kohanim gedolim malachim. From that oil were...
How did he know how to make it?
Hashem just explained it to him. Bimenu nimshu kohanim gedolim malachim. From it were anointed the high priest and the kings. Melech, now by kings, b'tchilato mashicha, the first king in a line requires his anointment. But his children, Melech ben Melech, the king who's the son of a king, ain't the Mashiach, doesn't require his own separate anointment. Shneamar, it says, Kumashche, when Shmuel anointed David, Hashem said to him, go out, go and anoint, get up and anoint David, Kizeh who's Zeh, because he's the one. I'll tell you when I get there. Because he's the one. David required anointment. They born of Tom Mashiach. His children not require anointment. I have a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol, but Kohen Gadol, the son of Kohen Gadol, afilu ad asara dos, even unto 10 generations, Tom Mashiach, he has to be anointed. Vekulo kaim lasi lovon. All of this oil exists. Even though they anointed so many people with this oil, whatever oil there was still exists. They never got smaller than the amount of 12 luke. Shema says, Shema Mishkas Kodesh, Yezelidar Ozechem, this Shema Mishkas Kodesh will be for all time, so it's regenerated itself miraculously. One only anoints kings by a spring. Shema says, Yerkavtem Oso Eshlomo Beni, David said, take Shlomo, my son, and anoint him, Shochel so Shom, anoint him next to a spring. Okay? Tzadok HaKoyim, and also Nohim HaRusso, it was done by Tzadok, the priest, and also the king, and also the prophet, to make Shlomo the king over his own. And Moshchim has some Malach of Neamach Lokas. Usually we don't anoint kings if they're from the children or descendants of a king, unless there was a Machlokas. So the name on Imshal Shlomo, why was Shlomo anointed? The name on Chlokosh Adonio, because Adonio wanted to be the king and almost took over himself. So they anointed Shlomo to demonstrate that Shlomo was the proper heir. The Yoash, why was Yoash anointed? The Atalia, because Atalia, one of his father's wives, I don't remember if it's his own mother or not, but Yoash, Atalia killed all the children of her husband so they wouldn't become kings. So in order to demonstrate that she was unsuccessful and that Yosh was king, they anointed Yosh. The Yehu of Mimnei Yoram. It's also another case of Machlokas. So says the Gemara, Lo King. Well, I tried calling you. Yeah.
calling you.
I tried calling you because to start after Marv.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
8:45. Yes. So I did a blot now with my son.
Okay.
I tried calling you a couple of times. We're in test phone on base. Page 30. Story, yeah. I know if you're coming because I couldn't. I tried calling a couple times. They didn't know where you were. Okay. On page 30, test phone base. We'll start from where I'm more or less up to where it says Ain, which is right below, we've come from the bottom, counting lines up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Last word in line is Ain. You see that? There's a dot in front of it. No. 4 lines below that. Below you. Okay. Not the star dot. Okay. Yeah.
Normally, if a king is the descendant of the house of David, you don't have to anoint him unless there was some dispute. Because Adonio disputed with him. Because of that dispute. Those are all cases of disputes, right? Lo King C. Is it not because it says, this is really going back to previously in the war. When he says not say Kumashkeu Kizehu Zeh, let's say by David, does not say by David, only anoint him. From this we derive Zeto Mashiach, Vei Mach Yisroto Mashiach. In fact, there's going on something else, the story about, not about the concept of a machlokas, but only kings of the house of David require Mashiach, and only if there's a dispute, but not Malchei Yisrael. I guess that actually, I guess I read it wrong. It should be two lines of fortune say, V'yeum ne Yoram. Was Yeu anointed because of Yoram? No. It was obviously some unique situation, because Yeu and Yoram were both kings of the northern kingdom, and normally they wouldn't get anointed, and there I guess is like some special singularity that despite that they were anointed. Now the next one it says V'lo Yoshio Gnozo. This really is going on the line after, and the line after should be over here, and this should be in the line after the next line. It should be transposed, but now I'll just say it outside, just letting you know that I'm saying the answer before the question before the statement. So then we're going to have a question and answer and then the statement on which the question and answer are going. It says, V'lo Yoshio Gnozo, did not Yoshio put the oil of, it's like Jeopardy, did not the oil, Yoshio put the oil into safekeeping, he hid it away. Adam Rosa must tell us that if they were anointed with a certain type of extinct oil, which is called a pilbisimon, so some sort of balsam. So Yochas ibn Yoyokim Achim Shogodim Imenu Shtei Shonim. So Yoachas, he was anointed because of Yoyokim, his brother, who was 2 years older than him, and nevertheless, Yoachas went first to be king. Yoyokim was king later on. So the question is, that was at the end of the time of the second base of Mikdash. So on that, the kasha was, the oil was already in Gnezo. That was the question we just asked before this answer. There wasn't oil already in Gnezo for the time Yoshio was before these people. And the answer is, you're right, they weren't anointed with the real oil, they're anointed with that other balsam type of oil. And the truth is, somehow, though I'm not sure how, this is probably going back on the issue of how do you have kings of the northern kingdom anointed, they're not from Malchut Beis David, and that also answered that they were anointed with this balsamic oil of whatever kind it was. Okay? Says, Emoshchin Melachim Elamakarin, you only anoint kings from a horn, not from a motor oil can. Okay? Shol v'yehu nimshichu b'minapach shol v'yehu, they were anointed from a can. Ha'isa malchusa malchus averis, their kingship was a temporary kingship, it went away. David v'shlomo nimshichu b'minapach, David v'shlomo were anointed from a horn. Ha'isa malchusa malchus kremis, their kingship was a lasting kingship. You don't anoint kings to be, you don't anoint to be kings, priests. Meaning priests cannot serve as kings, right? Rabbi Yudan Dutaria said, how do we know that Hashem lo yasu Hashem yadav, it says, the rod, the scepter should not deviate from the tribe of Yudah. Amar Yechiyah Bar Baruch Yechiyah said another pshat. Lamayin Erechim, it says, by the king, it says by kings in general, they should spend a long time on machto, on their kingship. Who one of he and his children were care of Goysol in the midst of all of Israel. Maxi Basre was to say subtly there too. Well, yeah, Kohanim Alevim, it says the Kohanim Alevim should not have a portion, right? Oh, so when this is derived, they shouldn't have a portion in this kingship, which is discussed previously. Now, getting back to the previous Gemara, this is really a Gemara which is, appears elsewhere in the Yerushalmi in greater length and greater accuracy. The whole Gemara for the rest of the evening is basically Chazar. We had it elsewhere in Yerushalmi. But here it's not, in most cases, the Gears is not as good as elsewhere in Yerushalmi. So it says the Gemara, V'lo can't see, Avoksiv doesn't say Habachor, Yochanan. It says the Bechor was Yochanan, right? The first, of the last three kings of Israel, last four kings, the eldest was Yochanan. But that's not true. Later, before him, we said Yochanan is Yoachas. And we said that Yoachim was 2 years older than he was. He wasn't, so Yochanan was younger. So it says, when it says the Bechor Yochanan means the Bechor Malchus, he was the first of several brothers to serve as king. Voxi doesn't say Ashlishi Tzidkio Arvi Sholom. Then it doesn't say that the third one was Tzidkio and the fourth one was Sholom. And that's a contradiction in that somewhere else it says that Sholom and Tzidkio are the same person. Rabbi Yechanan says that Sholom and Tzidkio are the same person. So it says the Gemara, top of Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, they are the same person. This pasuk is not to be taken literally in terms of birth, although we're talking about Shlishi, and here we're going to change the words around because the B'nai Moshe says to change around. Shlishi l'talaros, he was the third born of the brothers. Urvi l'malchus, he was the last one to serve as king. Okay, so he was the third one born and the last one to serve as king. Tzidkio was the final king of the sovereign state of Israel. Okay? First Beit Pem, Southern Kingdom, Solemn State of Yehuda, I should say, Judea. Tzidkio, why is it called Tzidkio? Neither of these is his actual name, Tzidkio or Shom. His actual name was Mitanya. But Tzidkio, why, as we'll see in a moment, Tzidkio, why is it called Tzidkio? Tzidkio loves the name because he accepted the justness of the judgment of the destruction which is meted out against him or on his watch. Sholom is called Sholom, should be Yom of Sholom Malzav. In his day, the kingship of the house of Judah ceased, of the house of David ceased. Okay, Lo Sholom Abashmei, Lo Tzidkio Shmei, but in point of fact, his name was neither Sholom nor Tzidkio, Elamitanya, his name was Mitanya. Although the Chsivitza, which it says, also Vayim Loch Melch Bavel as Mitanya, Dodo Tachtov, the Nebuchadnezzar took Mitanya and appointed him a client king. Okay, Hamashua, and that's Tzidkio and Sholom. Hamashuach b'shem Hamishcha b'binyan b'binyan Rishon. The switching to Kohanim. The Kohen was anointed with the priestly oil, the oil of anointment in the first verse of Mikdash. Is lemurah b'kohanim, is tantamount to the one who simply was vested with extra garments 8/4 in the second base of Mikdash. B'binyan Achron, the last building. V'asoi kaida marav yuna b'ina b'shem Ravachon. This alludes to the, this goes like that, where Ravina said the name of, I can't see the son, name of Ravacha, Chamisha Dvarimaya Beis Amikdash Achron, in five things of his second base, which was Chasa, was fell short, Minan Rishon, which over the first one. My time of what Pasuk teaches us this, Alu Ahar, go out to the mountains, Vavetzim, Eitzim, bring down wood, Vagoyim, etc., etc., Ikabda, it says, I shall derive honor. And that he kept us, chaser hay, it's missing a hay. Elu hay dvarim, what is missing hay? The hay in Gematria is five. These are the five things, shabbes ha-mikdash, achron, chaser, mirishon, the five things that the second message is lacking over, in contradistinction to the first one. Veiluena, these are the things that was lacking. Esh, the fire which descended from heaven and consumed korbanos. Aron, the ark which held the two tablets. Vurim v'tumim, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol's capacity to become illuminated for whatever force it was. It should be, and here are the two words missing. It should be v'shemen ha-mishcha, the oil of anointment that was put into Knesset by Yoshio, and also it should be v'ruach ha-kodesh, the divine spirit, because there's no nevuah in the time instead of Beis HaMikdash. Okay? You with me? I know, I probably put in the two words, okay? It's not me, actually. The good from Moshe and the Schos and the Bond both put in. Tani, we learned, Koy Moshiach may be par. The Koy Moshiach, he brings that unique carbon. If he paskid erroneously and then did the thing erroneously, so he brings a bull. Okay? Emru Bugadi may be par. The Kohen just has additional garments to the second base of the Kohen Gadol. He is not bringing bull. Sure, bull is kosher. Ulok Rameir. It's not like Rameir. Rameir holds that even the Kohen on the second base of Mikdash, who are not anointed but just appointed with extra garments, they also bring the special bull. Maidan Rameir, what's supposed to teach us, teaches Rameir his perspective. So it says, I'll tell you, it says by the special carbon brought by the Kohen Gadol Moshiach, he's an anointed one. Matam Lomer Kohen, why does it say Kohen? We already know he's the anointed Kohen, right? Just say HaMashiach, right? Why does it have to say HaKohen HaMashiach? So I'll tell you, says Rabbi Yochum, Matam Lomer Kohen should be Lerabos, to include, the extra word Kohen comes to include Merubah Begonim, the one who just was vested with the extra garments. My time of the Rabbanu, what's the Hajj Rabbanu who say it's only the one who got the oil of anointment? Because Mashiach, they say Mashiach, Yochoza Melech. Mashiach might mean king. I know Mashiach means the high priest. Maybe it means the king, right? Yochoza Melech. Matam Lomer Koin, so why? Maybe it's talking about king, then it's talking about special court of the king. Matam Lomer Koin, what's the Koin? Should be Lahotzi, to exclude Merubah Begonim and limit it to the Koin Go. Who's anointed the Shemin HaMishcha. Says the Gemara, Achat Mar Lotzi Lemerubah Begadim. This action is not going on specifically on Gemara, or rather it's going directly. It's going on the issue that by bringing the extra the pancakes every day which Kohen Gadol was supposed to bring, were even brought by the Merubah Begadim, by the Kohanim, which just had the extra garments that are on the second base on Mikdash. So I understand why the distinction. Here you say that the special carbon is only brought by the anointed Kohen as opposed to these guys who invested extra garments. The Kohen, yet elsewhere you say, you include the guy who got extra garments and he brings the pancakes. What's the difference? Why in one case do you preclude, one case do you include? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kol midrash u'midrash u'inyano." Each midrash is darshan its own way, meaning each location has its own drasha. Now here the Gemara is all messed up. For the next, the Pnei Moshe points out in the Sana. You asked me about this before. Here this Gemara in these few lines is all messed up, and therefore the Pnei Moshe brings down the proper Gemara. Pnei Moshe says, "You can either look at Pnei Moshe." And five lines, for six lines to the bottom of the first column, or you can just follow along the Mara and you'll see that I'm fixing the words which are no good. Okay? So it says, Ilu Nemar Mashiach Vlo Nemar Kohen. I'll tell you, says the Gemara, as Pnei Moshe fixed it. We're just to have said Mashiach and not said Kohen by the special korban. The Pnei Moshe was just instead of Rashi. I would have said HaMelech, I would have said it's a king. It's not Toiba, because there's no other reference to Kohen in that Parsha. I ain't told him, maybe he'll say, no, can't be talking about a king, because for a Korban Parsha, because we already discussed the special Korban brought by a king. No, I would still say I'll helim dover maybe par. I would say the king is two sebelachs if the thing was concealed from him. With the, in other words, he paskin rosi, then he brings a bull. Balshigas meisim, he just does a raw anave, raw plain out straight without the previous psak. Maybe soy, then he brings the special goats. Every Torah Shomar Kohen, that's what I say. Kohen tells that this Mashiach is not talking about a king, but talking about the anointed high priest. Oilu Nehemiah and vice versa. We just said Kohen by the Parhelim Dover. We just said Kohen v'lo Nehemiah Mashiach would not have said Mashiach. So I used to hear my said Oilu Malem Dover may be par. I might have said Helen Dover when the thing is concealed from it brings a par. Mashiach's Maisa may be Sawyer. There, on an unintentional avera without a previous psak, maybe he brings a plain simple goat. Maybe Toroshomar Komoshev, Toroshomar Kohen, that's what he has to say, both. So we have to know that it's talking about a Kohen, and it's talking about Kohen Moshiach. It's not just a regular Kohen, it's not just the king, but also, it's not talking about a king like the previous psukim, it's talking about a anointed priest. And also had to make sure we know to about an anointed priest and not just any priest, right? So that's what it has to say, both. It has to say Kohen and Mashiach. A priest as opposed to a king, a Mashiach, an anointed priest as opposed to a common priest. Okay? Says more for the Amrei B'Yechadon. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from where we stopped. And now it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines to the bottom. Amrei B'Yochanan Ilchot said, Avar, yet one Kohen Gadol, one Kohen Gadol, meritus. And the Kohen Gadol meritus brought the pancakes. So, Avar, Vavi, Yesiris, Avashalo, if he transgressed and brought, I don't know if Avar really means here transgress, it means he came quickly. And brought his Asiris, Aifa. Shiloh kosher. What? No, it is kosher. His.
Oh,
Shiloh's not his kosher. Okay. So, even though he's the Kohen Gadol Emeritus, he shouldn't be getting involved, but nevertheless, it's kosher, right? Maskina lo Kohen Achanal says, if Kohen Gadol is about to do Avodah Yom Kippur, we make him a backup Kohen Gadol. Do you remember that? The backup Kohen Gadol, lest he become, dies or becomes unfit in some other way. So it says more, Maskin lo Kohen Achatachtov, we give a backup Kohen Gadol, Shema Yera Bo Psul, maybe this guy will become unfit. Mam Yachtin lo Yimei, what's the story? Can we put them together in the same house, prepare them for the 7 days before Yom Kippur? Says Mora, I'm Rabbi Chagai, Rechai said, Moshe! Was an oath. By Moses. Holy Moses. Right? Dinam Yachtin Lehmeh, if they put them together in the same place, to Kotile, they would kill each other. Because they would be, in competition with each other. So therefore, not necessarily literally, but So, what? Okay, so that wasn't Quantum Gadolin. It was just my Aquinas. But it's good memory. Okay. So, also, it says, one, him, Ela Moshkim, normally in the normal circumstances, you only anoint one and not the other. Rishkim Shnai, you don't anoint two Quantum Gadolin. Yochum Merinei, but Yochum says, not because of Boston, but because they'd constantly be at each other's throats. They'd be in the state of war between the two of them. Avar Zev Shemesh Zev. If the Kohen Gadol had to be pushed off temporarily because of some illness or tumma, and so another backup Kohen Gadol came in and served, Harishon, the first one, Kol Kedushas Kuna Olav. The first one he has all Kedushas Kuna, and he remains the de jure Kohen Gadol, and formal Kohen Gadol. Right, Hasheni, the second, the fill-in guy, ain't a kosher little Kohen Gadol, little Kohen Hediot.
It does make a difference.
He's stuck. He can't be a Kohen Gadol nor a Kohen Hediot. He's in limbo because, he can't go back down, he can't go back up. right? You can't go back down because Marlin Kershlo Marine can't go because it's a coin girl ahead of it. Omer Yonah says, but if this guy, the backup, transgressed and he served even though he's not supposed to, Avodoso, but should be as it says in Himsech, Yuman Apsula Bakshera. Avodoso, show me who pays on Yom Kippur. In other words, the regular coin girl was sidelined and they brought in the backup. Who pays for the Karbaros under those circumstances? Shmina Mina, it's learning out from the following case. Maisa Ben Alua Mitzipon, return the page. The Maisa with Ben Alua Mitzipori. Sheira Keri, according to Gorob Yom Kippurim, one of the Kohen Gorob Yom Kippurim had an emission. So he was unfit, right? Venichos Ben Alua Mitzipori. And Ben Alua came in and served in front instead of it. So after he successfully did the Avod of the day, he went and came out to the king and said, Par Visoya Kohen Gadol. It says the eye, but it should be Par Visoya, our Craven Yom, sorry. The bull and the goat, which were sacrificed named Michelle, me and Craven, who's responsible there? But he was hoping, actually, that he would pay for them, because if he paid for them, that would indicate that he'd become the Kohen Gadol. So the king knew what he was asking. They said, Lo Dayacho, he said, Bar Alum, it's not good enough for you, Shishimash, Shachas, it's not good enough for you that you served 1 hour before, one day here, before he who made statements and created the world, that should suffice for your honor. So at that point, Ben Alum knew that he lost his chance and he wasn't going to get it, even though he served as the backup. Maizer B'Shimon Kimchus is a Maizer Shimon Kimchus who was the Kohen Gadol. We had this again back in Yuma. She also Tayla Melch went out to stroll with the king, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur and Chashecho. Erev Yom Kippur as night was falling. The Notz of Tinoris Shorok Mipivav Gadol, it seems the king was a non-Jewish king, and some saliva came out from his mouth on the garment of the Kohen Gadol, but Timaso made Shimon Tomei, so couldn't serve in the base of Mikdash that year, Yom Kippur. Nichlas Yudah Chavashimish Tachtov, Yudah's brother came in and served as Kohen Gadol instead of him. Also Yom Nat Kohen Gadol, their Roy Yimon, their mother, saw Shnei Banim Kohanim Gadolim, two of her sons serving as Kohanim Gadolim. Shiva Banim Hayulo, the Kimchis. Kimchis, their mother, had seven children. And all of them starts crying Gadolim at some point or another. That seems not by illness or death or attrition, but rather because of various different tumors or other inhibitions or problems. Okay, so then when one was inhibited from doing what he's supposed to do, so he sends somebody else in his stead. Okay? So says Umara, they said to Rabbanu Kimchis, what good deeds do you have in your hands that you were zoch to have seven children kohanim gadolim? So you said to them, Yavolai may become 20 to 10. Yavolai may become me. In other words, she was taking an oath. Imro Koros Basi Soros Roshi, if the beans of my house ever saw the hairs of my head, she was so frum, she always covered her hair even in private. Vimras Chaluki, and where they ever saw the hem of my garment, which she didn't ever lift up her skirt, even in private. Yomai my entire life. Armin, they said, Kokim Chai Kimchin. They said, all flowers are flower, but Kimcho the Kimchis. The flower of this woman, Kimchis, who is so makbid and sneus, so this is the finest flower. Korla Apostle, the secretary of this apostle, Kokfudas Bas Melech Pnima, all the honor of the king is internal, all the honor of the king's daughter is internal, Mishbotzosla Lavusha, she's wearing gold box dresses of some sort. So here too, her sneus was outstanding. Says Mar Yochol, it says Lo, but the Ibnei Moshe takes out. Yochol Ye Moshe Nechoma, the Moshe Nechoma, the one who's anointed to go out to king, to go out to war, to represent the Beis Hamikdash in the battlefield as the source of inspiration of Jewish people, and to die for them, and he's anointed. Yochol Ye Moshe Nechoma, should be mevi aser stuvus eibushlo. Can he bring the pancakes every day? Tam Lomaitzer says no tachtavi bonav. He was in a hereditary position that his children can serve instead of him. As shubino omei tachtav, he who has children standing instead who can work instead of him, maybe aser seifa, he brings the tenth measure, the pancakes. Mashumachom is not a hereditary position, so therefore any maybe aser seifa doesn't bring the tenth measure of the pancakes. Okay? We know that a guy who's appointed for a war, Shemanoim Etachlav, his son does not take his place. Because it says, Shivas Yomim Yil Basham, Kohen Vagomer. It says that for 7 days, the Kohen and his children, which is talking about, talking about the Kohen Gadol, so Eshubol Omoy, and they wear the garments of Omoy. Eshubol Omoy, the Shars Bakodesh, those who come to the temple, to the tent, to the Mishkan, to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but no, they'll make after their children come instead of them subsequently and inherit their position. Eshubol Omoy, the Shars, those who do not serve in the Beis HaMikdash, serve in some out extrinsic capacity. Amen Omoy, Tachtov, their children will not take their place after they die. The guy who's anointed to wage war can be elevated to Kohen Gadol. So it says more very simple. Pinchas ben Elazar, it says about Pinchas, the son of Elazar, that he was Nogid Hoyo Aleim. He was the leader upon them, meaning obviously leader of the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, and Hashem was with him. Was with him. And now we go off on a tangent. Rabbi Yossi Karava Bum and Kantor Rabbi Elazar. Obviously, when he wanted to make a mockery of Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yossi, meaning of his son, he said, Hava Amarle, he said, leave name, Imo. Once upon a time, God was with you, but now God is not with you anymore, which of course, Pinchas was punished. They lost God's presence for whatever reason. So, Neven, Minai Chuoi Vibishmoina. I'm sorry, why he looked, actually, here gives the reason. He made Zimri Micha because in the days of Zimri he protested the licentiousness, but he made Pilekish Begiva in the days of Pilekish Begiva when they had the sword of the concubine, then he didn't protest the licentiousness properly. Okay? Lo Micha. When I show Oya Ove Bishmona, how do we know that Mashiach Melchama does go and serve the base of Mikdash, that he serves with 8 garments like a Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Ba Baruch Hu B'Shem Yehudah said, "Will be the Akash Hashem Aron in the holy garments which belong to Aron. Yulu Banov Acharav. The Shivers children after him. Atam Olamar Acharav. What does it mean after him? It should say his children. What does it mean children after him? So it's the Gdula Shacharav. It's for the people who are great beneath him, even though they're not related to him, and who's immediately below the Nasi." I mean, Aaron, who's immediately below Aaron, who's the next greatest position based in Mikdash, the Mashiach Milchama. So obviously he serves in the, and just like the Bonav will serve in Big Day HaKodesh, so too his, those Mashiach Milchamas will serve in Eight Pekarim as well. Says more, Minayin Shu Nishal. Now here's really something missing, and the Pei Moshe makes it up. And the bottom line, the first column, and the top line, the second column. It says, Choser Kam, Mitzarech Lomar, it's missing, it's this way, it should say, Kamoshi Yubima, I'm on the top of the second column, Pnei Moshe. Moshe Yuma, like it says, Yuma of Megillah, Amre Abiyah, it said, Yimacha Yisid, I would have said like you, that's 8 garments, but not true. Lomar Oved El Nishal. But we're not talking about serving the Beis Hamikdash, but rather how many garments he wears in order to ask the Urim Betumim, because you know the Kohen Mashiach Melchama asked the Urim Betumim question. How does he ask? So I serve Yeshua Masnisa, the Baraka Pora, mean the Loima, serve Yeshua Buddha, Bryce, the Baraka Pora from the south. The time he learned, ain't no Eve getting back to the Gemara. Says Mar, the Talmud Omar, ain't no Eve. Where does it go? No, we didn't get to it anymore. Okay, so in any event, so, hey, let me go back to where we were and see how we can figure this in. So, we now into Nisho Bishwar. How we know the actually gets, he asks that the owner to him in eight garments. The garments, for the Kusha after Mishwar. So the bottom line is we're not talking about Oivet, but rather being asked, not about the Avoda inside, rather about asking into the outside, you need to have eight garments, even the Moshul Milchoma. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bekama, who should be, okay, if that's true, Bekama, who Oivet it should be, not Nisha. Moritzun to establish outside, he uses the Big Day HaKodesh to do it, in his formal office. A garment, so how does he serve with those kind of base and English? So I see Ravishan Sisa Barka Permidroima, the Tana we learned, they brought the price of Barka from the south. And they taught us, Eno Oivid Lobidalid, Eno Oivid Lobidalid Shkoin, he cannot use the four garments of a coin head of a common coin, Vloshmana Shkoin Gol, nor the eight garments of a coin gold. Basically, a coin Mashul Makom is stuck. He can't avoid in the base of Mikdash. You know why? Because he really should worship as a commoner, which is in four garments. Problem is that public policy issue, because when they see him then outside the base of Mikdash, in eight garments, they're going to have a dissonance. They'll think, how come inside with four and outside with eight? So says Amara, Amrabi Barabba said, Bidina Shoebe Barabba, it's really about the word I just told you. Really, he should serve with four. It should be. Why they say only served twice, he doesn't serve with four, only with eight. Shloyomi, people shouldn't say, Rina coin head, he'll apply Mishoeve, Bishmana, Eka coin goro. They shouldn't say, we see a coin goro, this Kohen, who's a commoner inside the base of Mitzvah, that sometimes he's serving, which really means when he's asking the Rina Tumi with eight garments as if it's a coin goro, we don't want that dissonance. Alright, Vienna said, how are people going to experience such dissonance? Isn't there a difference? Lobi Ifnim, Lobi does the Avoida inside. Valoi Machutz Nisho, but he asks for him to him outside, so people are not going to see both. Says the Mar Vitoyan, Dobri Ifnim, the Chutz, you make a mistake, which so much goes on the inside, so it goes down the outside. Says the Mar, yes, you do. You do. For example, didn't Rabbi Tarfon, the rabbi of all of Israel, make a mistake between the blowing of the shofar for the purpose of blowing of the trumpets for the purpose of gathering the people, the population, the midbar, as Kiyas Karban and the purpose of sacrificing the Karban? So you see, the seeds get mixed up. The Sivan says, the children of Aaron, the priests should blow the trumpets to Mimim, so it sounds like they're whole, in other words, without blemish, little by moment, not once or blemished. Rabbi Akiva, Korne Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi said, how can you say, Rabbi Akiva, HaKabech's body may have cut down my children, he said, with the language of an oath. Im lo reisi v'ad natsi Shimon achi ima chiger Shimon, my uncle, who's lame, b'achas braglov in one of his legs, v'ayim v'azola. And he was standing in the courtyard of Chatzoytos b'yodo, and he had the trumpets in his hand, v'tokeani, he was blowing. So we see even a Bamun can blow. Omer Rabbi Kiva said, no. Shemalori is so ele b'shasakom. Maybe you don't say I'm blowing to gather the congregation, but not for the purpose of the korbanos. V'ani omer b'shas korban. All I said that you can't be a balmu is at the time the korban is being sacrificed. Omer Rabbi Tarvit said, took it back. He said, v'kabels b'nai. He took it out the other way now. K'sholoi te said, we're just, well, you do not make a mistake, not deviate right or left. You are correct. Ani uchubi I saw ani ushar easy as a maisa. I saw the deed. Kikalon changes gisa. The loyal pastor didn't understand it. Matoda reishu maskim shmo. You expounded upon it and made it conform with the other halachas which we have learnt. Okay. A karo parish mucha. Anybody who separates from you, Rabbi Akiva, Kiparish Mechayev, it's as if he's separating from his wife. Okay, so far we've done a blot in 3/4. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines to the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Okay? V'chi b'akoy Hashem shachoso. It says the Kohen who should atone for, who is anointed. What does it mean, anointed? Matam Lomer. What does it mean to say? Vishnam, and this story about specifically the avoid of Yom Kippur. Lefish kol parsha nemar ba'aron. So the whole parsha is about Aaron HaKohen. Ein li elo ha-mashu b'shem ha-mishko. Maybe only a Kohen goes anointed with the oil of Noemi can do the avoid on Yom Kippur. Begoyim nine having a tree, even a guy who has the extra clothes, like that time second, basically means the sheik goes to the avoid on Yom Kippur. Tamu loma, that's why the pasuk says, not just Hashem Shach, Hashem Aleinu, you know, he was vested by his hands as opposed to having any oil. And how do we know that even if he hasn't been formally vested for Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur, the first Kohen Gadol becomes Bosel, and you need to use the backup, how do we even know that that second guy can take go to the plate? Says the Kohen should atone whatever Kohen we can find. But maybe it's not, how does the second guy get appointed? After all, the first guy got the garments before Yom. How does the second guy get appointed? By a verbal declaration, you are Kohen Gadol. On Rabbi Zeris, he said, Adama, a verbal declaration suffices for this. This teaches us, Shememanim Zkein Repeh, you can appoint also elders, meaning Rabbonim, Baal Peh, and Smicho, doesn't have to be done with a physical action. On Rabbi Zeris, it doesn't really have to do with much mental action either. It just has to be verbalized to call somebody a rabbi. Okay? Says Moham Rabbi Chia Barad, Chia, I said, Masis Amarkeh, the Brisa says that you can anoint verbally because they told the Kavya Mahalo when he was being obstreperous in their eyes. He wasn't yet a Mosmoch. They said, Chazor b'chol barbot, v'reneg on 4 certain things you say which are not relevant to us. And we will make you, sounds like we will verbally make you a leader in Israel. Says Moved is going back to our Mishnah. Oh, it's a Kohen Gadol has got to take a virgin, right? Lamelch, king does not have law, nor is he not any other kind of leader. And Vehu, the extra vav, teaches us that also the anointed one for war has got to take a Besula as his wife. Isha b'Besula yikach, woman in her virginity, she should take Prala Bogersh Kol Besula, that excludes Bogros, girls over 12 and a half, who no longer have Besula. They say she can marry Bulgaris. What's the story by this is actually not our sugi, it's a new sugi which goes to the Sech Tshuvos. What if a guy found out that he was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz and middle doing that voda? In other words, he's a Kohen who was possible because his mother was a divorcee. Now, in fact, if he found out after he had finished that voda he did was kosher. What if he found out midstream? Okay? So it says, it's a Abishar called Varenke, what about all other things? Kometz, Bachakach Makhtir, Kometz Chakach Makhtir, if he did the kmita from the mincha, he took the fistful, and then he found his ben grusha ben chalutza, and afterwards he put on the mizbeach or mekava. I'm sorry, no. He just did the kometz, right? So even if he did the kometz, right, kometz, and then found his ben grusha ben chalutza, that's okay. Va'achir maktir, you just can pick up from where he left off, and another guy does putting on the mizbeach. In other words, you don't retroactively nullify the entire segment of activity, but another guy comes and takes over where you get up to. Okay? So we say Makabacher was originally for the Kohen who found out that he was Ben Grusha Chalutza had been Makabodam. Could somebody else sprinkle the blood? Sorry, if he raped Burn the part of doing Chayez, could somebody else sprinkle it? Rabbi Arabia Shemiyitza said, oh, yes, he can. Also, so they made basically a guy became Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, or found out it was Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza in the middle of the Avoda. They made him Kechatos Shalom, Gzula Shalom, Nodal Rabbi, like a Solon Chatos not known to the masses, which Rabbanan said because of Hefker Basin actually is Mechaper in order not to, for public policy reasons, I see it said that. Okay. Says Gemara, Adam Rav teach us Kometz. So in fact, we resolve if one guy did the Kometz and then he found out that he's a Ben Gushim and Chalutzo, Achar Makdim, somebody else complete the process. Mekabli can accept the blood of Chayrus, or somebody else can sprinkle it. So if he can burn the Baradum of Chayrus and let somebody else sprinkle the ashes. Rabbi Yechav, Yaakov, Yedim, Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul, they asked, similar case, I was standing and talking about Sinai on the Mizbeach, and he came out for that his mother was a divorcee, or woman of the Rechel, Itzamat Avilei, what do you do with him? Now, this is an amazing thing. We say it's Kamisha Meis. It's if he died mid Avodah. And therefore, do we say that? And therefore, Yasser Tzechlim Komo. Therefore, when he became Ben Gusher Ben Chalutza, his term is automatically up as if he's dead, and therefore any unintentional murderers who lock the year Miklitz can go free as they can when the Kohen Gadol dies. Or do we say, Yasser Kamisha Nigam Adina below Kohen Gadol, is he worse? It's as if there's no Kohen Gadol in his day because Kohen Gadol didn't die, he was just rendered unfit. And that's not the same thing. And therefore that Kohen Gadol, since he turned out not to be a valid Kohen Gadol, there's no mechanism for this Rotzeach B'Shogi ever being released, maybe stuck in the air and Miklat forever. And more doesn't give any conclusion about this. Okay? Halacha Gimel. Now this is a sugi which had identically, except that the girsa was a little bit better there in Sanhedrin, the second pair. When he rips the clothes because somebody died, his family dies from below. He rips from below. Does it from above, in other words, like in a prominent place in the garment. Okay? Koyengol sacrifices when he's an onen between the death and the levaya. But at that point, he can't eat from the korbanos. Hedio commoners, lomakriv cannot sacrifice until their base is buried. Lohochon cannot eat as well. So it's Mar Belezer b'shem Rav Kahana. B'shem Kahana said lamalon when it says that a commoner does it lamalon. It doesn't mean literally spatially in the garment on the upper reach of the garment, but it says lamal means lamalik neisof above the hem. He rips into the hemline. Right? Whereas Lamaton, if you rip below, that means Lamato Iknei Sofa, below the hemline, which is easier to fix. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lamaton Mamesh. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Lamato means not just he rips beneath the hemline, but rather rips at the bottom of his garment. Rabbi Yochanan, in other words, Kohen Gadol wore long garments. He wouldn't rip anywhere on the top, he'd only rip on the bottom. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan saw it lemivkei Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan went to visit Rabbi Chanina. Karava go east Tatro while he was still in the middle street. Shama the Dharma heard that Rabbi Chanina died. Obviously, he was deathly ill at that point, right? Shach Isim go money tavia tatuvia the shubsa. He went and sent his best shot. His clothes were vazen and he ripped them in the middle street. The Yochanan pulled Rabbi Yehuda tarte. Rabbi Yochanan argued to Rabbi Yehuda, we actually didn't have two things. One thing is that Rabbi Yehuda holds you only do kriya on your rabba muvak, on your real rebbe, not on somebody who's just a man of stature. Also, he holds that you have to do that the kriya can be elsewhere in the garments. It doesn't actually have to be a literal rending, which it seems to be that which Rabbi Yochanan said. Says the Gemara, Baser Blazeshem Kahana, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer, name Rav Kahana, who says that how's it going to work? Be here just a second. Now that means 1 second. What's the problem? Want to go home? Another 10 minutes. You don't want to go home? Another 10 minutes anyway. So they're just fine with this is. They wanted to demonstrate Kovra Torah. Absolutely. Clean that. All right, I guess Rabbi Yochanan ripped the back here. He ripped the back or the bottom. It was Rabbi Lezner kind of said, you can do above the hem and below the hem, but it's got to be on the top. But Rabbi Yochanan said you can do it literally on the bottom, and I guess he did it literally on the bottom here. Something to that effect. So it says, Gemara, Ink Rabbi Yochanan from Kolikor. So, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't rip all together because you know to only rip on Rabbi Muvok. Rasa da LL of Ival Imo Kedivrei Meir. Says the Gemara, it's only going on his father and mother, like Rabbi Meir. No, that's Rabbi Meir. That's your Muda say you have to rip Dafka the hem is only going on his father and mother, and like Rabbi Meir. The time we learned to call him Asim. On all the mason you do not rip the ham, avi imo, except in your father and mother, could you very mayor. But if your mayor says, Kol Kerish Enamavil Kunasafa, no. If you don't rip the ham, no matter who you're tearing for, I raise the Kerish Tiflus, this is a frivolous tear, it doesn't do any good. So Lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda would not agree with what he said before, it was the name Rav Kahana. That you could, there's two types of tearing, one below, including them, one not including them. He holds any tearing which doesn't include the hem is not valid tearing altogether. It's a meaningless gesture. So I bow tashkis because he's ruining the garment for naught. Okay? So Rabbi Yochanan tore not on the hem, he tore somewhere else. And the truth is that, that's not just not going like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't ever rip unless you're going to rip the hem. But it's even not going like Rabbi Meir. Because your mayor holds that you do kriya only in your father and your mother, and you do kriya on everybody, and your father and mother you rip the hem, and everybody else you do kriya, but you still have to do it by this age, by the area of the hem, not on the bottom like Rabbi Yochanan did. Anyway, says our Maikadun, what's the bottom line? So says Marchaim B'Chayin Gadol. It says Omer, but should be Chomer. It says very Bekoyin Gadol, it should be She'eno, not She'he. It's both based on Sanhedrin over there. She'eno Matil Kana. The truth is, you're right. You can even say, maybe you always have to rip the hem. It's a Chomer Bekoyin Gadol, you don't rip the hem, right? I mean, Chomer Bekoyin Gadol, even though you're not ripping the hem, right, it's still awesome. So it's by every other maze. But anybody else, you can rip some other part of the garment other than the hem, right? A Kohen Gadol really was not biyotze kriyon, say his father and mother, if he ripped the upper part. So let him rip the upper part and not the hem. So therefore he's not doing kriya. And he's still not tearing. He's not doing kriya. He's still tearing because he's tearing not on the hem. See, I ain't mixed up myself. There are three types of kriyas, right? One is to ripping the hem, right? Where they rip the cut it to the shirt, right? The other, which that's over father and mother. And a brother or sister would say, like that, you don't have to rip the hem, right? And then there's the kriya which Kohen Gadol does, which is on the very bottom of his garment, right? Right. So there's a whole machlokas, when it says lamata in our mission, does the fact mean literally the bottom, as I just said? Does it mean beneath the hem, meaning that you rip like an ear, right? Which somehow is easier to mend, okay? So that, easier to mend. Yeah, because you rip through the hem.
Oh.
You don't rip, you don't do it. Lengthwise to it. Okay? So it did crosswise. So, Lemaise, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I think I made a mistake. That's what got me mixed up. When it says, Ink Rabbi Yehuda Lo'i from Kolikor, right? You see that Ink Rabbi Yehuda Lo'i from Kolikor? So I think that's not going to Rabbi Yochanan on the Midrash, it's going on the Mishnah. Let me just check that out. As I said, this is a Gemara on Sanhedrin. That was my mistake. It's not a question of Rabbi Yochanan. It's going like on the Mishnah. If our Mishnah is going to be that, don't do any kriya, because if you don't do the ham, you're not doing anything, right? So don't bother doing anything, and don't bother rip on the bottom. Don't do anything at all. So lo asio dor, don't do a bond, don't do any ham. You're not doing anything. It's a meaningless gesture. It's about tashkus. So lo asio dor la vivi lo kedivrei meir. So our mission is going on father and mother like Rabbi Meir. Time learned how come basic made a mabdil come and kona sofa el avivalimo. And all of them, and all basic we don't do the hem. Only a father and mother can do Rabbi Meir. So therefore, there's such a thing according to Meir as kriya not on the hem. So that's why Mishnah allows the Kohen going to do kriya, just not on the hem. Where it is exactly beneath them, beneath the bottom of the garment, but the mice, that's kriya. Koraibina toss it to that. It's a shtus. Koraibina koker, so he can't be the author. Our mission says koker in a mabil kona sofa. If you don't cut the hem, I raise the casual table to the frivolous kriya. Why would you do it all together? So our mission, which recognizes the lower degree of kriya, that's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Michael, what's the bottom line? Again, Chomer b'Kohen Gadol she'eino mavdil kana sofa. The truth is that you could say even Kohen Rabbi Yehuda that there is such a thing as kriya, even a lesser form of kriya, because it's a chumra on the Kohen Gadol specifically. And so it's interesting on Oga for a Kohen Gadol that he doesn't rip the ham, he rips something else because of the chumra of his kedusha. Okay. Now the truth is that kedusha is probably learned out from the pasuk because it says by the me'il. It's made in a specific way that it shouldn't rip. So we see ripping the clothing of the Kohen Gadol is a problem. Okay. Says the Gemara Vaitel. Kohen Gadol makriv onein, a Kohen Gadol sacrifice in onein velo ocha, but he cannot eat what he's onein. Divrei Meir. Meir says, ko oso yom. Meir says, Rabbi Meir says, as long as it's an onein. It says, the entire day. Now the entire day means not all the time, you know, let's say his father's only buried a few days later, right? So it's only the first day that he's considered that the issue of onin applies anyway, okay? Rabbi Shimon Amer, Gomakabada Shivyara Bolo, he just says, no, it applies. In other words, he's not an onen. It wouldn't be an onen. What? Yeah, Rashi. No, I'm not sure I said the right thing. Rabbi Yehuda wrote. One second. It's like this. Kohen Gadol makriv onein v'lo yechol. Kohen Gadol can sacrifice his onein, but he cannot eat when he's an onein. Dear Meir, Kohen Rai Meir. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Meir Kolosa Yom. Rabbi Yehuda says the entire day he can serve even though he's an onein. Shimon says he's complete the avodah which has in his hand, but then he's got to desist. So it says in our bain, Rabbi Shimon Chado. Between Rabbi Shimon, there is one distinction. Kohen Rabbi Shimon, you can only finish the avodah which you have in your hand, then you got to leave the base of Mikdash. Kohen Meir, you can complete all the avodahs you want to do that day, and then leave. Okay? Bain, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Chada. Between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, there's one difference. Not specifically, that's not literally one difference, but it means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, can sacrifice that entire day. According to Rabbi Shimon, only that avoida, right? You can only do that avoida which you're involved with. Okay? Ben Rameel Rabbi Yehuda, the difference between Rameel and Rabbi Yehuda is Hachnosa. What's Hachnosa mean? So it means going to fry him, and Sir Edgen says, the difference is, even if it's outside, you can go inside it, they can do the avoida. You know, he has the right to go in. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, whatever he's doing, he can do, but he can't go in. Okay? Right, where Rabbi Yehuda says, close to you, means, as long as he's inside the Beis HaMikdash, he can continue to serve. But if once he leaves that day, he can't go back in. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he just does the avoida, which is in hand right now, and leaves. But as long as he stays in, he can stay in. But once he leaves, he can't come back. But a man can go in and go out. He doesn't have that local bone in. It's suspended vis-a-vis him. Okay? Now, the gears is a little bit messed up. So Gilan Ephraim picks it up in Sanhedrin. I read the way it fixes up, continuing on. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Demai, Dimi, Masayim, he drew the following distinction between them. Ramir says, Hoya Bifnim, he was inside, Hoya Yetze. He would have, he could go out if he wants. Hoya Bechutz, he was outside, Nichnas, he can come in if he wants. He could do whatever he wants. Remember, Hoya Bifnim, it says he was inside, Lo Yetze wouldn't go out. Hoya Bechutz, but he was outside, Lawyer Nichnas, then he can't come back inside. Okay? And Rabbi Shimon Amer, he just says whatever he has in hand, in his hands he finishes and then he goes. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Mashim, Rav Chuna said Mas Nisan, Rabbi Shimon. Our mission is like Rabbi Shimon. Not our Mishnah, actually, Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Because Mishnah says he does go to Leviah. It says, Amitash Leyetzei, he says he doesn't leave the base. Amitash, not that he doesn't literally leave, but he moin and Yotze doesn't leave together, they leave separately. Yotze Achren. He follows Leviah, but at a distance. Elohen Yichlosim, when they go to come into the street, who Yotze leaves that street. Hey Nichsin Yichlosim, when they come in, Vunikle, he reveals himself, Yitzchak, and goes behind them. Now, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but in any event, he follows Leviah, which means that he doesn't stay in the base and make this the whole time, it's like Rabbi Shimon. He's got to go out and follow the funeral procession, right? It just finishes what he did. At Pesach here, he goes and until the opening city, the Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, "Ain't hey, no." What? Yeah, but I messed up.
I'm just right here, Shimon. But this is a new thing. This is a separate thing. Because look, this is Rav Meir. It's like a new thing. Shimon.
No, I'm not sure now. I'm at this. This is 1 second.
Yeah. See, there's a break in the middle. It should say Masdisa Rabbi Shimon. Minamikdash leitzei moina yotzei v'yotzei achrayim. Period. That's the riot that's going on with Rabbi Shimon. Okay? There should be a dot over there. Okay? Now, to the Ella, we should really take out. We should say, Hey, Nichdosim v'yotze. When they come in, he goes out. Hey, Nichdosim. They come in, Vunigle, he reveals himself, Yotze Achrein, and follows them. It's just describing how the process of how the Leviah works, but this is no longer the proof for the previous thing. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Remeir Rabbi Lushitosim. Remeir says it has discretion, go Levi, and then it'll come back and be even again. You know, you can go in and out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, any Yitzin HaMikdash, he can never leave the base of Mikdash. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds, you know, once he's out, he can't go back in, so therefore he shouldn't go out. Right? Ksiv, it says Mikdash Lehitzei. Right? It says in Yiddush, it say, Lamad, it teaches us, Elo Yod Lo Yitze. He should rather should not go out. But Yotzah, if he went out, Lo Yechoz, he wouldn't come back again. Crack in again. Revov Shemla says, Ein Anin Elo Meitzuvah. The concept of Oinin only exists vis-a-vis a mace. In other words, you're an Oinin vis-a-vis a mace, but not vis-a-vis any other Tzorah. The Chesivit says, Va'anuvav Lup Socher. There'll be mourning for its avelus in its openings. Hezer chibra abel chibra chibra adas. Voxi doesn't say for onu el tayogim. The fishermen will be upset. Ve'ovlu ko amishchir biyorchi ko. Those who cast the net into the river will be in avelus. So we see avelus by fishermen. Mishnah said it's ein anina tmeya. So anina, which makes the person tummy, prevents avoidah. His elements of art is only for mace. Ezo anina, what's anina? Mishas misa chas kvura. You know what? I'm running out of tape, so we might have to do this over again. I'm going to go, though, till the tape expires. Ezo anina, what's anina? Mishas misa chas kvura. From the time of death until the time of burial. Divir Rebbe. Chomri and Chomri say, kolo soyom. It's the entire first day, regardless. Ashkachas amar kula v'chumar Rebbe, kula v'chumar Rabbanan. So kula v'chumar v'zvi Rebbe, kula v'chumar v'zvi Rabbanan. Mam avkunei, what's the difference? Mason nikwa b'shaito. If the guy, the Mason was died and was buried immediately. Adayte v'chumar Rabbanan, oz kula v'chumar Rabbanan, you're an oinin that entire day. No, but a tefillin, you can't do a void if you're a kohen, can't eat if you're a kohen gadol. Al-Dayt Rebbe Kod Rebbe, Ein Osa Losa Shobu Vayu Olin Onin for that time until the burial. And vice versa, Mace Venikbar La'achav Shloshi Yomim, if the Mace died and was only buried 3 days later, Al-Dayt Rebbe Kod Rabban Osa Kosu Yomim Onin only the first day. That's it. Al-Dayt Rebbe Kod Rebbe, however, you don't in full 3 days, Osa Shloshi Yomim, until the Mace is buried. Asar Evo Shabbi Yochan Rav Chisa Tarbe Nomi, they both said, no, Rebbe reads only that day. Says whatever comes first, either that day or the Levaya, but doesn't go beyond that day. Like that, what you learned, Rebbe said, the aninus of the night afterwards, after the Levaya, is only the Rabbanan. I mean, after the Misa is only the Rabbanan. The aninus of Torah is only that day, regardless of when the burial takes place. Shrei Omer, the proof of that is that they said, Oine toiva v'echo pischoler, and Oine goes to the mikveh and eats his Pesach that night, after nightfall. So it means that it sounds like even they didn't yet bury the mace. So it's more not necessarily of Ariomer, Aninus, Yom Torah. Didn't they say Aninus is Doraisa? Must be there's no Aninus after nightfall, even the maid's not yet buried. So there's no Raya. Rabbi Yisrael ben Rabbi Shem Vunna said, Tipot, the Mishnee Brain, Dito Mecham, of Lays that Shwam in a Klum. Maybe there it's okay that he can make his base at night, not because there's no Aninus at night, even though Leviah hasn't yet taken place. Maybe Leviah took place already. Just took place right before Shkia. And that's where he can totally eat his Pesach that night. Because the Aninus is over, both in terms of the time and in terms of the event of the burial. We'll stop here for this evening. It's in the Bavli though as well. Loyal Mispalo Adam Doom 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 Mechamah.